prayer. Do you actually believe that God, Krishna, is present now here for you? That you can talk with God. And expect an answer. Well, you probably, if you're a devotee, answer yes. But then it's common, it seems to me, that in different religions, that to think that, no, I can't speak with God. I'm too fallen, I'm too dirty, I'm too unqualified. Only my guru or priest or whoever can do that, who is very pure and holy and saintly. Those people can, they have connection with God. I don't. Some even go so far as to say and think that I could never do that because I'm eternally fallen. Now, that may seem like a safe level of humility. And it is also comfortable because then the responsibility for that personal relationship to God with all that it entails is on someone else. And all you need to do is to listen to that person, the representative. What shall I do, this or that? Accepting that person as representative of God. Now, what then happens, it seems, in different religions, we can see historically, is that eventually this doesn't work very well. Because those priests or gurus doing that job of being representatives of God, may also have that humility that I cannot speak directly to God. It's only my teacher can. But now I am a guru, so let me just act like that. Or there may be people who think they are very special and divine and therefore act like that, although they actually only imagine, and therefore both are actually cheating their students or followers. So we have seen historically that this whole idea sometimes gets challenged. That of representatives, and that rather we can all have that personal, we all have that personal private relationship to God. Martin Luther did. And so on. And I think it's important because well, of course we need a guru, teacher. But to train and teach us to revive our very personal, private relationship to God. Otherwise, it becomes a bit impersonal, doesn't it?